Workplace news in brief. Justice for Janus. Labour run Glasgow Council, through its arm's length external organisation Alia Cordia, is refusing to talk with school janitors in an increasingly bitter industrial dispute. Janitors took 3 days strike action in March and again last week. There have also been protests at the council and Cordia headquarters. Industrial action began on the 19th of January, by boycotting a number of duties. Cordia is refusing to pay a working context and demands payment WCD, ranging from just over £500 to over £1,000, to school janitors, and is using spurious arguments. Socialist Party Scotland and TUSC fully support the janitors' action in the #JUSTICEFORJANNIES campaign. We call on the Labour Council to meet the janitors' demands immediately. Matt Dobson, Socialist Party Scotland. Glasgow pay cuts. 1,500 GMB union members in Glasgow City Council will be balloting for industrial action over changes to working time contracts that will leave many low-paid workers up to £500 a year worse off. The council wants to convert 6 public holidays into annual leave, removing the ability of staff to work hours on overtime rates of pay which workers depend upon to boost their modest pay packets. The background to this effective pay cut is the Labour-run council implementing £130 million of cuts as part of the SNP's austerity agenda. Keep the guards. As we go to press, 400 Southern Railway onboard conductors guards, members of the RMT union, are taking 24-hour strike action over passenger safety concerns. Southern wants to remove the conductors and have them replaced by inadequately trained onboard supervisors who won't always be present. This regressive step is part of a plan for driver-only operated trains, putting company profits ahead of passenger safety. Museums all out. PCS members at all 6 sites of the National Museum of Wales will be taking indefinite all-out strike action from Thursday, the 28th of April. This is in response to management's threat to sack the workforce and impose new contracts that cut weekend payments. Management is looking for cuts in response to the Welsh Government cuts to museum funding. The Welsh Government must step in to prevent the cuts in pay and settle this dispute. For background to the dispute, see bit.ly weblink. North Sea Strike. Workers employed by the Wood Group contractor, which operates Shell oil platforms in the North Sea, staged unofficial strike action last week over plans to savage pay and conditions. The company is accused of cutting pay and conditions to protect profits. Unite and RMT union officials have hinted at possible official action ahead of talks with the company,